to the Army Resilience Roundup podcast. I am your podcast host, Lateria Walker. This podcast is a place where you can find resources that will help you build upon and maintain your resilience. Each episode will offer tips on how to successfully manage the responsibilities of everyday life. Together, we will learn, grow, and thrive. Together, we are resilient. Welcome to the Resilience Roundup podcast, episode 35. I am Lateria Walker, your podcast host. Today, our guests are Ms. Frankie Hashagen and Ms. Megan Crone. Frankie Hashagen is a Department of the Army civilian human resources professional who has devoted over 23 years of service to the Army, providing the full range of civilian human resources support and expertise. Frankie joined the Staffing and Classification Division within the Assistant G1 for Civilian Personnel, where she provides Army-wide program support in areas including DAVRAP, USA Jobs and USA Staffing, and Delegated Examining Recruitment. She is the spouse of a current active duty Army Warrant Officer, has been married for 28 years, and together they have made 18 permanent changes of station's duty to locations including Fort Bragg, Fort Drum, Fort Belvoir, Fort Leonard Wood, and multiple overseas assignments in Germany, Italy, and England. Ms. Megan Crone is a Department of the Army civilian human resources professional who has devoted over 16 years of service to the Army, providing the full range of civilian human resources support and expertise at both operational and strategic levels. Megan joined the Staffing and Classification Division within the Assistant G1 for Civilian Personnel, Headquarters Department of the Army, as a Human Resources Specialist in March of 2018. In this capacity, she provides support to the Army through strategic human capital planning and the formulation of Army-wide policies, regulations, implementation guidance, and concepts for all aspects of civilian employment, with a focus on program support for military spouse and veteran employment. Frankie and Megan, thank you so much for joining us today for episode 35. This episode's topic is Department of the Army Voluntary Reassignment Program.
Thank you for having us. I really appreciate you letting us come on to talk about the program.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having us.
Let's start with the big picture here. What was going on in the Army that, you know, made leaders say, hey, we need a program like DAVRAP? Tell us what happened there.
That is a great question. So initially, DAVRAP was a concept created to support an Army Family Action Plan request, which was seeking out a way to support our Army military spouses kind of by reducing breaks in service or career interruptions as they would relocate with their military sponsor on PCS orders to a new location. So that was the initial seed of the idea. Then on the heels of that Army Family Action Plan request, the Army People Strategy was released, along with the Army Quality of Life Task Force, both which outlined several goals to support Army, military, and civilian spouses. So that was another factor to put into the mix of what we would create. And then additionally, around the same time, our non-appropriative fund colleagues created their own program called the Civilian Employee Assignment Tool. They call it SEAT. That allows them to pretty much do the same thing, facilitating movements for the non-appropriative fund population within Army for their workforce. And so once that was out and all of the other requests came forward, it was kind of, well, where is the appropriated fund employee workforce equivalent? So that's when we started brainstorming on what we wanted the program to be, how we would scope it. And then we got to work developing guidance and working on the system development for the program.
Wow. Thank you for that answer, Megan. Frankie, let's hear from you a bit. How is DAVRAP different from the usual way civilians get reassigned or hired in the Army?
So DAVRAP provides a critical mechanism for retaining skilled Army employees by offering hiring managers a resume repository to be used as a non-competitive recruitment source. This ensures that the Army retains the institutional knowledge, expertise, and competencies that would otherwise be lost if the employee left the organization or left Army. By allowing the employees to showcase their skills, preferences, and their past experiences, DAVRAP creates a pathway for their career continuity and professional growth within the Army.
So I know that DAVRAP is still fairly new, but how many managers and employees have used the program since its inception?
Yeah, the program has been up and running for around 3 months now. All of our supervisors who are coded a 2 or 4 in our personnel system as being a supervisor, all of them will have access to the program so they can go in and see our pool of talent. And then we currently have about over 3,700 active profiles as of today of registrants or employees participating in the program.
Wow, that's a lot. So walk me through this. If I'm an employee thinking about joining DAVRAP, you know, what's in it for me? And tell me what the real benefits are.
So the DAVRAP empowers employees to take charge of their career development by building a profile that highlights their competencies, skills, and abilities. This encourages a culture of continuous learning, professional growth, as the employee seeks a new assignment that expands their skill sets and aligns with their career goals. For the Army, this translates into a more agile and adaptable workforce and capable of meeting evolving mission requirements.
So we know, as with anything new or just anything at all, there's always, you know, misconceptions floating around. Are there any myths or misconceptions about DAVRAP that you want to clear up?
Absolutely. The biggest misconception is that this program is not just for military spouses, even though that was the beginning of the idea of what we started out trying to create the program for. And initially, it is not just for spouses. We created this to go Army-wide for our workforce, for both competitive and accepted service employees, for the Army as a whole. So that is one of the biggest myths. A couple others that are, it's not a job matching program. It's not going to match registrants with a specific position. It's not as if they're applying for a specific vacancy. It's a pool of talent and a mechanism for our hiring managers to locate our great talent within Army and help keep the institutional knowledge and help our employees move into maybe some different areas, grow a little bit, or help facilitate movements for workforce shaping initiatives as well. The other, I don't know if it's quite a myth, just to also clarify, because this is a question that comes up a lot, is the program is not providing any preferential treatment or preference for anybody who does participate. So even if they're participating, it's not guaranteed they're going to get a position or be considered over anybody else for a specific position.
Wow, Megan, thank you so much for clearing those up. So you mentioned military spouses. So one thing that really stood out to me as I was, you know, studying the DAVRAP program was the support for military spouses and their families. How does DAVRAP help them during moves and transitions?
So DAVRAP is a proactive tool for addressing the unique challenges faced by military spouses and dependents during the permanent change of station moves that they incur. By enabling spouses to indicate their location preferences and relocation timelines, DAVRAP reduces the financial and emotional strain often associated with PCS moves. The support can significantly decrease the amount of leave without pay that a spouse incurs in those PCS moves, ensuring that they remain active contributors to the Army workforce as well. So it also, the initiative aligns with the Army commitment to supporting military families and enhancing their quality of life, the basis for what DAVRAP initiated.
Well, that's great support, really good support system. So from the hiring manager side, let's talk a bit about that. How does this program actually speed things up and make hiring easier and faster?
Great question. The process that hiring managers go through by using this tool, instead of doing the traditional recruitment process, it saves them a lot of time. The traditional recruitment process typically goes for opening a vacancy announcement. Then that vacancy announcement period will be open for a while. Then they'll do rating and ranking of the candidates and then issue a referral list. And then they can do their interviews. And then from there, then there's the pre-employment processes, the job offer, all of that goes into play. And additionally, clearing priority placement program, all the meanwhile. So our program, it utilizes the non-competitive hiring aspect of recruitment, which doesn't require a vacancy announcement. So there doesn't have to be a referral list. All of that time spent doing all of those processes. So it allows the time to be a lot shorter and swifter. So hiring managers can fill their jobs with folks much more quickly. And it also, it gives a pool of talent directly to the managers that are willing and available, who are seeking out and ready to take a new position. So those are folks who are proactive and ready to go. And additionally, some, for the most part, since they are current Army employees, there may be pre-employment processes that don't need to occur, which would cut down on the time it takes between giving the tentative offer and the firm offer. Because if somebody already has a security clearance needed, or they've already done, you know, physical or a drug test in their current position, that's going to cut down on that time for any employment processes that might be needed for a new position a hiring manager has. So helps them locate, you know, the proactive people within Army and the great assets and talent that we have, and then cut down on the time to hire.
Wow. Thank you for that, Megan. So Frankie, you mentioned in a recent webinar competencies. You talked about the general technical and leadership competencies. Why are these so important, and how do they really help to match people with the right jobs?
Thank you. As you said, a competency is a measurable pattern of knowledge, skills, abilities, behaviors, and other characteristics that an individual needs to perform the work roles or occupational functions successfully. So competencies can specify the how of performing job tasks or what the person needs to do the job successfully. By emphasizing measurable competencies such as the knowledge, skills, and abilities and behaviors, DAVRAP aligns with the Army's broader goals of a competency-based workforce. While technical competencies for all positions and occupational series may not be yet fully established by OPM, DOD, and Army, DAVRAP allows the employee to identify and leverage the general and leader competencies to further define their strengths. So this approach ensures that the right talent is placed in the right role, enhancing the organizational effectiveness.
Wow, great answer. Thank you for that. So Megan, walk me through what it's like for an employee to build their profile. You know, what do they need to focus on to really stand out?
Great question. As they go in, they want to make sure that they're honest with what they're putting in there, with their preferences, what kind of positions they're looking for, if they want to be a supervisor or not, if they're willing to PCS or not, because that'll help make sure that when someone does locate them, they're going to get the right person who is ready for the right things, and to stand out, to make sure that they select the best competencies that illustrate the skills that they have that they want to relay to the hiring managers. So while I might have, like, you know, 20 amazing competencies that they could share, picking out, you know, the top five most important to kind of shine within their profile will be great in helping managers, you know, find the folks for the right job. And additionally, like I said, everything that they want to do, all their preferences, where they want to go, the duty station, if they're willing to go somewhere else in PCS. And if they're a military spouse or a civilian spouse or military dependent employee, and they are getting ready to relocate, they definitely want to, don't have to, but they can elect to identify themselves as such, as a military spouse or civilian spouse, and indicate that they have a PCS date coming, indicate that date and the location. And that can help those hiring managers potentially having vacancies in the next PCS location find those folks and potentially facilitate employment as they move.
So how do you ensure the process stays fair and transparent, you know, when someone gets picked through DAVRAP?
So the hiring managers must accept and follow the DAVRAP rules of behavior before access is granted to review employee profiles and resumes. This includes that they will adhere to all merit systems principles and will not engage in any prohibited personnel practices. They also certify that they will use the system information only in accordance with the performance of their official duties. So all movements, including the reassignment, change of lower grade, or repromotion of a current Army employee enrolled in DAVRAP, are non-competitive actions And the hiring manager will work with their respective human resources specialist to verify the qualifications and eligibility of the DAVRAP selectee before an offer is made.
So speaking of hiring managers, what kinds of tools do they actually get inside of the system to sort through, you know, all of these candidates and find the right candidate?
Thank you for that question. Great question. Hiring managers are going to be able to filter and sort through all of the candidates in the pool of talent when they go in. They get an overview of all of the candidates who are in the system. And then if they click on a specific candidate, they get to see their information and their resume. And then there's also an option to export a list of candidates to Excel that they can kind of review, and it will help them be able to narrow down the, if they're searching for candidates in a specific occupation, they can do that for maybe a specific occupational series. If they're looking for somebody in a certain location, they can look through that. So they can use those tools to help narrow it down. And even if they're in support of military spouse employment and they want to help make sure that they're proactive supporting that effort, they can filter or sort for individuals who have identified themselves as military spouses. So we try to make it as easy as possible for them to go through and look at all of our candidates. And as we continue the program, as we move along, we're going to keep an eye out to see what enhancements we can make to make it even easier for hiring managers.
Great. Thank you for that, Megan. So let's pretend for a second that I'm an Army civilian using DAVRAP for the very first time, right? What advice would you give me?
The DAVRAP system is designed to be very user-friendly, making it easily accessible for both the employee and the hiring manager. The employee needs to have their resume prepared and in the required PDF format for upload into DAVRAP before they start their registration. There are only 4 required fields an employee needs to complete to build their profile. So once those are complete, any optional fields that the employee chooses to complete, and then the resume is uploaded, their profile will be available to the hiring managers for review. So we also have an employee participant guide that can assist the employee with any questions that they may have in their profile build.
Thank you for that, Frankie. So Megan, looking ahead, you know, where do you see DAVRAP going in the future? That's one part of the question. And how will it keep helping with the Army readiness and retention?
Great question. We already see ourselves making, you know, continual updates to the system, adding, you know, more features or trying to enhance features, making things more user-friendly. I see, and as of right now, we're working not only to help with readiness, the retention is a big aspect as we're undergoing some civilian workforce shaping. So it's very, very critical to use at the moment. And we hope that it remains a program that is very beneficial to the Army, whether workforce reshaping is happening or not. And just trying to continue the support of both of our hiring managers and employees in the future. So if we need to make enhancements to make it easier for hiring managers, if we need to make some changes to maybe look at some other ways to help our employees or our military spouses, civilian spouses, whatever we need to do, we want to make it better, we will do in the future. And so we just hope, since it's only been up and running for a few months, we just hope it is successful. And as we see it move forward, make any adjustments and improvements as we see fit. And then, of course, we welcome any feedback from any of our users. We've gotten some really great feedback from folks. And from that feedback, we've made some enhancements already. So any feedback is welcome, and we will keep making changes for the better moving forward.
So as we come to a close here, Frankie, what is one takeaway you want our audience to glean from today's episode?
That if you are a current Army employee looking to expand your skill set and be considered for a new assignment, that you take this opportunity to build your DAVRAP profile for consideration. Hiring managers should utilize DAVRAP to fill vacancies quickly and retain top Army talent. By leveraging DAVRAP, the Army can improve employee satisfaction. It supports the military families through PCS and also maintains our operational excellence.
Megan, are there any final thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners before we close today?
Yes, I just want to let folks know that I'm really excited that the program is out, and I hope that it supports the Army's goals and supports our employees and that it just helps Army readiness and helps the Army as a whole. And I'm very excited to see where it goes.
Well, thank you for that. Frankie and Megan, thank you so much for joining us today for this episode and having this very informative discussion with our listeners. Listeners, I hope you heard something today that will encourage you to continue on your path to resilience. Thank you so much for listening and have an amazing day. Thank you for joining us for this month's Army Resilience Roundup podcast. Please continue to Army Resilience Directorate on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. Please note that the views of DPRR podcast guests are their very own and are not endorsed by the Department of the Army or the Department of Defense. Stay resilient.